When the two ATSTs were within 10 meters of him, forming an equilateral triangle with the stormtrooper cannon emplacement, he stopped. His lightsaber spun like a propeller, moving without his conscious thought. He lowered his head and concentrated. The ATSTs were approaching more slowly now, their drivers and gunners sensing victory. No ordinary human could survive such a barrage for long. They were wrong, 1,000 times over. When the ATST started to accelerate again, their drivers were taken momentarily by surprise. Then they pulled back on their controls to no avail. Their heavy metal beasts steadily picked up speed, their trajectory shifting with each lurching step. Accelerating unstoppably, they converged on a different point from the one they had originally been aiming for. Not the apprentice any longer, but a patch of empty ground just meters away. He spun and opened his eyes a split second before they collided. Raising his free hand, he sent a powerful bolt of lightning into the buckling armor shells. The energy raced along wires and cables deep into the cargo bays and ammunition stores, tripping safeties and triggering detonators. Energy begat energy. He jumped vertically upward a single instant before the first explosion and was lifted higher still by the blast of hot air erupting in his wake. He tumbled and twisted with the force singing through him, buoyed by the delicious sense of weightlessness and a death well avoided. A ball of red flame spread across the ground, enveloping the cannon emplacement. White armored bodies flew everywhere. He reached the apex of his leap and began to descend. It was almost a shame to come down to the ground, but he knew he couldn't fly forever. Rolling, to shed a slight excess of momentum, he was up on his feet immediately, surrounded by wreckage and wreathed in smoke. A quick glance over his shoulder told him all he needed to know. Only one of the ruined ATSTs was still standing. Thick black smoke poured from its shattered viewport. The other was in pieces, blown apart by its own weaponry. The battleground was still. The Imperial resistance had crumbled. Either he had killed them all, or the survivors had fallen back to another defensive position. "Now, what were you saying?" he asked Juno as he walked up the steps leading to the lodge's front door. The armored plating that had once kept it secure hung from a single melted hinge, destroyed by the shots he had deflected from cannons and walkers.
"The Skyhook. It's for taking Wookiee slaves off-planet by force."
Coda's rough-edged voice broke in.
"That's not important. Where are you?"
The apprentice described the lodge as he stepped into its ruined foyer. "There seems to be no one about."
"You're very close to your objective. Don't allow yourself to be distracted."
"Want to tell me what I'm looking for?"
"Patience, boy. You'll know."
The apprentice grunted an affirmative. He strode down the main corridor, kicking open doors and using the force to enhance his physical senses. The smell of burning food came from the kitchen. He ignored it. "Something," he said, an instinct leading him toward the rear of the lodge. "Someone." He turned a corner and entered a long wooden corridor lined with two-dimensional ceramic artwork. Two stormtroopers and an Imperial guard stood watch over a locked door at its end. The troopers raised their blaster rifles as he came into sight. The guard's saber staff was already activated. The troopers started firing before he had taken two paces toward them. They were dead long before he reached the door, killed by their own reflected fire. The Imperial Guard lasted barely as long, felled with four swift lightsaber strokes, then shocked with lightning as he dropped backward to the ground. He burned out the lock and used the force to push the door in. The room on the far side was luxuriously appointed, and tastefully so, considering its deceased owner. Dozens of different woods provided subtle contrasts among walls, cornices, floors, and ceilings, with a huge bay window on the far side overlooking the forest. In the distance, clearly visible against the blue sky, was the bright line of the Skyhook.